From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the United States and the European Union lift sanctions on implementation day of the Iran nuclear deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, hammered out under an agreement with six world powers. In Vienna, Secretary of State John Kerry called Implementation Day of the agreement a step towards a safer world.
Today marks the moment that the Iran nuclear agreement transitions from an ambitious set of promises on paper to measurable action in progress.
EU High Representative Federica Mogherini said the lifting of sanctions will begin immediately.
Today, multilateral and national economic and financial sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program are lifted in accordance with the JCPOA.
The Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium-enriching activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. The announcement came just hours after the United States and Iran had announced a prisoner swap. Five Americans being freed include Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who had been held for more than 500 days. A Christian pastor and an Iranian-American member of the U.S. Marine Corps were also being freed. The United States is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or were facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions against Iran. This is VOA News. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which had focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Her independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time. That's a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with Beijing. Speaking with the press shortly after her opponent Eric Chu conceded defeat, Tsai pledged to maintain peace with the world's second-largest economy and maintain stable relations with Beijing. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel that killed at least 23 people in Ouagadougou has ended. Interior Minister Simon Campore said Saturday that the victims from 18 countries died in the attack at the Splendide Hotel. He added that more than 150 hostages were rescued in a security operation, but a number of them were wounded. Campore said that three militant jihadists were killed in the attack, two women and one man. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility for the attack. Burkina Faso's president visited the hotel on Saturday and called the attack cowardly and vile. Indonesia's national police chief has announced 12 suspected Islamic State loyalists have been arrested in connection with the first Islamic State attack in the world's most populous Muslim country. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Jakarta. The government is making fresh moves to try to counter the violent extremists' ideology.
In response to Thursday's attack linked to the Islamic State group, Indonesia will bar those who have joined the terror outfit in the Middle East from returning home. And on Saturday, the government belatedly began shutting down websites and social media accounts of violent extremists. The five attackers died after managing to kill only two people, both unarmed civilians. Many in the intelligence community, as well as security analysts, expect violent actions in the name of Islamic State again here soon, perhaps with far more lethal consequences. Steve Herman, VOA News, Jakarta.
The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China as a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, has opened in Beijing. The 57 member nations have contributed $100 billion in capital to the AIIB, making it nearly half the size of the World Bank as it begins operations. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.